Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. The thoughts of traditional medicinal plants, healing is a way for the body to cure itself with the assistance of nature's plants, empowering the body to care for itself and fight off ailments in a more natural existence with nature. Living proof Native Americans' way of combined spirituality, herbal medicine, foods, meditation, visualization, dance, and music to achieve good health was successful. Living with nature is what our ancestors have taught us. Using our plants in the woods we live near to seek out our natural medicines and use the foods that grow naturally to eat and remain healthy. Precautions. Do not overuse any of the medicinal plants. Find the source of the ailment, and you can find that healing from the inside with diet and our medicinal plants and exercise with a healthy lifestyle, as our ancestors did, are the steps to healthy living. Today's topic, cedar oil. Our uses for the cedar oil is for bug bites, stings, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, dry and chafed skin. Please gather your pencil and paper. We'll be gathering our supplies that we will need. Let's get started. These are things you'll need to make your own cedar oil. Cedar bulbs. We get these from the cedar tree. An oil, a natural oil. A sharp knife. A cutting board. Newspaper. Paper bag. Clear glass bottles. Window. Sunlight. Prayers and loving thoughts. Harvest your cedar bulbs in late spring. I enjoy going out with my paper bags and newspapers. This makes the transporting cleaner and safer for the harvest. Cedar trees produce bulbs every 2 years. You can dry the bulbs you do not use and save for later use, or seek out other areas to harvest the next year. We're near the cedar tree swamp. Our first step is to say thanks for the harvest we are about to receive. With thanks for our life's journey, the four directions, our ancestors and earth, air, water, and fire, the creatures, the plants. Thanks to the Great Spirit for all we have. We now place our tobacco in exchange and say thank you. Starting our personal journey as our ancestors did, living balanced with nature, grab your bag and let down the traditions of medicinal plant healings. I do enjoy the scenery as we go to harvest our medicines from the countryside. The wildlife and plant life is abundant in northern Minnesota. In the cedar swamp, it's so beautiful. We walk and we see the cedar trees, the beauty of the cedar trees, the bright green, the brown cedar bulbs. I see swamp tea, horsetail. I also see water, moss, birch trees. It's beautiful. The sun comes down in between the branches. It's like a fairy tale in there. It's wonderful. I remember as a child, I grew up near the swamp and I would always play inside the swamp. And now here I am, collecting the medicinal medicines from our plants and our ancestors' teachings straight out of the swamp, one of my favorite places to play as a child. So let's begin. We've completed our harvesting of our cedar balls, and we're going to return to our car now and take ourselves back home. Now that we are home, let's gather our supplies that we will need. We will place the bulbs that we are going to dry and store off to the side for now. It's mid-afternoon, and what our goal is, to be completed with our cedar oil by 3 p.m. Gather your cutting board and sharp knife. A small blender can also be used. Take one bulb and carefully slice the edge. We want to slice the bulb open. Be very careful. Slice each bulb individually. We continue with each bulb. Once we have completed the slicing, we can now gather our oil in a glass jar with a lid. Place your sliced bulbs 3/4 of the way into your bottle. Now add your oil. The oil is your preference. I like to use virgin olive oil as it's great for our skin. I make plenty of cedar oil as I use it for the base in many salves and other oils in this. And this will determine the glass jar size you may want when choosing your containers. 7 days has passed, and we have a beautiful light yellow oil with the smell of cedar. Now we have our cedar oil for bug bites, bee stings, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, poison oak, and poison ivy. And when our 7 days has completed, you can strain your cedar oil and place it in smaller jars for your personal use. A dark jar is best. With some remaining cedar, you can leave in your jar and let it sit for a longer amount of time. And on some occasions, I will leave my bulbs in continuously, as I have heard that the elders would leave the roots and leaves in as well. This will become extra strength cedar, and this is great for arthritis and assists in the reduction of inflammation in the joints. Living with nature is what our ancestors have taught us. Using our plants in the woods that we live near, finding our natural medicines and using the food that grows naturally as our ancestors did. With the extra cedar bulbs, I enjoy crushing the bulbs and applying to an oil and massaging into the skin. It gives the skin a natural healthy glow as well as scuffs off any dead and drying skin, revitalizing the skin and nourishing the body at the same time. It is subtle enough for facial and body scrubs. Once again, I'll say how I really love cedar oil and its uses for the body. I love the natural support and the smell of cedar throughout the day. Another use of the cedar tree is the aroma of the cedar itself, scenting the sweat lodge as well as my home. And one of my favorite uses for cedar oil is to assist my dry hair. It gives it the natural shine as I have trouble with dry and oily. Tip: cedar oil is a great remedy for many ailments and issues within our human body, as well as for our pets. I've used cedar oil on my dog for bites from wood ticks and bites from flies and other insects that seem to get my dog. So not only is cedar oil good for us, but it's also good for our pets. We thank our ancestors for the knowledge and respect to Mother Earth that we still have the cedar tree to receive gifts and healing. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.